This week the question is your church mentioned in the Bible? Different churches are constantly springing up in America, and each one is slightly different than the others. There are some unique names being given to various churches. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, there's a church called Guts Church. Not exactly sure how that name came about. There's a church in Ada, Oklahoma called the H2O Church. A church in Oklahoma City is called Life Church. And there are other unique names like this. There are a variety of Baptist churches. The First Baptist Church means that congregation of the Baptist Church was the first one in that particular city to be established. The Second Baptist Church was the second congregation of the Baptist Church established in that city, and so on. There are Methodist churches, Catholic churches, Mormon churches, Jehovah's Witnesses churches, Pentecostal churches, all sorts of other churches, each one slightly different than the others. All of these churches share one common quality. None of them are mentioned in the Bible. The reason that none of them are mentioned in the Bible is because they were all established after the Bible was written. What this means is that none of the apostles in the Bible were members of these churches. The Lord certainly had a church in the days of the apostles. The apostles of the Lord did not set up different kinds of churches to appeal to different kinds of people. In the days of the apostles, there was only one church, and that one church was the same church from city to city. In 1 Corinthians 4, verse 17, the Apostle Paul writes, "For this reason, I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church." Now think about this for a moment. If the apostles taught the same thing everywhere and in every church, there would not be different churches. There would be only one church, and each congregation would be identical with the others. In Galatians 1, verses 8 and 9, Paul writes, "But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed." If there is a curse on anyone teaching anything differently than what the apostles taught, that would mean in the days of the apostles there would be only one church. What did that one church in the days of the apostles look like? Number one, they assembled together on the first day of each week to eat the Lord's Supper. Acts 20, verse 7. Number two, they sang without any instruments of music. Ephesians 5, verse 19. Number three, the women remained silent in the assemblies of the churches, not even asking questions, while the men only taught the scriptures to the assembly. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 34 and 35. Number four, there were no Bible classes, with children being taught without parental oversight. Everyone assembled together every time that an assembly was conducted. 1 Corinthians 14, verses 26 through 35. Number five, they taught that in order to be saved, one must believe in Jesus, repent of their sinful past, and be immersed in water in order to be saved. Acts 2, verse 38. There was no sinner's prayer mentioned by the apostles. Sinners were not saved by praying. They were saved by the blood of Christ when they were baptized. 1 Peter 3, verse 21. There was no such thing as an unbaptized, saved sinner. Number six, the church which the apostles were members of honored the Lord by wearing the Lord's name. The members of the church were simply called Christians. They were not hyphenated Christians like Baptist Christians or H2O Christians or Methodist Christians. They were just Christians, and they called their congregations by the name of the Lord. In Romans 16, verse 16, "The churches of Christ greet you," the apostle wrote. we would like to invite you to consider becoming a member of the church that you can read about in your Bible. The Church of Christ is the church which the apostles were members of, and it is still around today, still worshiping, teaching, and practicing exactly what the apostles taught and practiced without adding to or taking away from the apostolic example. You too can be just a Christian by being baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins, Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And when you do that, the Lord Himself will add you Himself to His church. Acts 2, verse 47, the church of Christ. Romans 16, verse 16. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. Willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again every week as we consider different subjects on Bible Talk.